Welcome to this week's lectionary with the CEB, a podcast where we share the next week's readings from the Revised Common Lectionary and the Common English Bible Translation. Today's readings are for Sunday, March 1st. They include Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, and chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, Psalm 32, Romans 5, 12 to 19, and Matthew 4, 1 to 11.
The Lord God took the human and settled him in the Garden of Eden to farm it and to take care of it. The Lord God commanded the human, "Eat your fill from all of the garden's trees, but don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because on the day you eat from it, you will die." The snake was the most intelligent of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say that you shouldn't eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the snake, "We may eat the fruit of the garden's trees, but not the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden. God said, 'Don't eat from it, and don't touch it, or you will die.'" The snake said to the woman, "You won't die. God knows that on the day you eat from it, you will see clearly, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The woman saw that the tree was beautiful with delicious food, and that the tree would provide wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it, and also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then they both saw clearly and knew that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made garments for themselves.
A Maskil of David. The one whose wrongdoing is forgiven, whose sin is covered over, is truly happy. The one the Lord doesn't consider guilty, in whose spirit there is no dishonesty, that one is truly happy. When I kept quiet, my bones wore out. I was groaning all day long, every day, every night, because your hand was heavy upon me. My energy was sapped as if in a summer drought. Selah. So I admitted my sin to you. I didn't conceal my guilt. "I'll confess my sins to the Lord," is what I said. Then you removed the guilt of my sin. Selah. That's why all the faithful should pray to you during troubled times, so that a great flood of water won't reach them. You are my secret hideout. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of rescue. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you about the direction you should go. I'll advise you and keep my eye on you. Don't be like some senseless horse or mule whose movement must be controlled with a bit and a bridle. Don't be anything like that. The pain of the wicked is severe. But faithful love surrounds the one who trusts the Lord. You who are righteous, rejoice in the Lord and be glad. All you whose hearts are right, sing out in joy.
So, in the same way that sin entered the world through one person, and death came through sin, so death spread to all human beings with the result that all sinned. Although sin was in the world, since there was no law, it wasn't taken into account until the law came. But death ruled from Adam until Moses, even over those who didn't sin in the same way Adam did. Adam was a type of the one who was coming. But the free gift of Christ isn't like Adam's failure. If many people died through what one person did wrong, God's grace is multiplied even more for many people with the gift of the one person, Jesus Christ, that comes through grace. The gift isn't like the consequences of one person's sin. The judgment that came from one person's sin led to punishment. But the free gift that came out of many failures led to the verdict of acquittal. If death ruled because of one person's failure, those who received the multiplied grace and the gift of righteousness will even more certainly rule in life through the one person, Jesus Christ. So now the righteous requirements necessary for life are met for everyone through the righteous act of one person. Just as judgment fell on everyone through the failure of one person. Many people were made righteous through the obedience of one person.
Then the Spirit led Jesus up into the wilderness so that the devil might tempt him. After Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was starving. The tempter came to him and said, "Since you are God's son, command these stones to become bread." Jesus replied, "It's written, 'People won't live only by bread, but by every word spoken by God.'" After that, the devil brought him into the holy city and stood him at the highest point of the temple. He said to him, "Since you are God's son, throw yourself down. For it is written, 'I will command my angels concerning you, and they will take you up in their hands so that you won't hit your foot on a stone.'" Jesus replied, "Again, it's written, 'Don't test the Lord your God.'" Then the devil brought him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. He said, "I'll give you all these if you bow down and worship me." Jesus responded, "Go away, Satan, because it's written, 'You will worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" The devil left him, and angels came and took care of him.
Do you want to connect more to God and to your spiritual life through Bible reading? But are you having trouble finding the right Bible for you? Visit commonenglishbible.com/whichbible and answer a few questions to find the study or devotional Bible that best fits your spiritual goals. That's commonenglishbible.com/WHICHBIBLE to discover which Bible is right for you.